Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild morning across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are partly cloudy, while Tel Aviv is experiencing bright sunshine. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for a morning stroll. The weather remains pleasant and calm throughout the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion Achilles Shield missile defense deal. This is reported by the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also, earlier today, Khamenei's son called on Muslim countries to unite against Israel and the U.S., according to Walla. Also this hour, former IDF generals warn that settler violence is becoming a threat to Israel itself. This comes from Ynet's report this morning. Separately, Iran and Hamas are reportedly stepping up attack plots in the West Bank, as Israel warns. Details from I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Israel's recent airstrike in Syria could lead to tensions between Jerusalem and Washington. JNS provided this insight earlier this hour. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned antisemitism from Hassan Piker. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, stated that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This is due to new Dutch legislation banning trade with certain Israeli regions. Belaz News, a conflict monitoring account, highlighted the expulsion of Dutch diplomats following the Netherlands' new trade ban beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israel-Greece defense deal. The Jerusalem Post describes it as the largest in the history of Israel-Greece relations. The Achilles Shield missile defense system symbolizes a strengthening alliance between the two countries. For Israel, this deal enhances its strategic partnerships and defense capabilities in the region. Turning to the call from Khamenei's son, Walla reports that he urged Muslim nations to identify Israel and the U.S. as enemies of the Islamic world. This rhetoric could further inflame tensions in the region, complicating diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights concerns from former IDF generals about settler violence. They argue it could undermine Israel's security and international standing. This issue raises questions about internal stability and enforcement of law. In related developments, I-24 News reveals increased threats from Iran and Hamas in the West Bank. This escalation comes as Israel remains vigilant against regional threats. The situation demands close monitoring, impacting regional security dynamics. Finally, the recent airstrike on Syria, covered by JNS, has sparked debate. Israel's defense minister defended the action amid U.S. criticism. This highlights potential diplomatic strains between Israel and its key ally, the United States. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that caregiving professions might become more in demand in the next 5 years. The chief economist of OpenAI suggests AI could transform job markets rather than eliminate jobs. Separately, CTech reveals a costly error involving DSV and Herol. A warehouse mistake led to the loss of $2.1 million worth of drugs, affecting pharmaceutical supplies. And finally, Globes discusses AI and cybersecurity. A recent conference emphasized the need to manage risks and safeguard privacy as AI technologies advance rapidly. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.